WI Radio Sports Authorities on mic. Sports Authorities Worldwide. CKIWI Radio. We all love our sports authorities.
Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Yay, well, here we are. We're not even in Drummond Island anymore. We are here, not on remote. Egad. Matter of fact, one of our astute panel members here said it was 40 below, not the wind chill, but the real deal, over at DI. How did you know about DI anyways? Hardly anybody knows about the place.
Yeah, because he's up there at Sault Ste. Marie.
Doing what?
Me doing what? Who's up there?
Doing what?
Doing radio.
But
yeah. Well, what's he doing in Drummond Island?
Is that?
He's just nearby?
Yeah, I just mentioned that it was 40 below at Drummond Island.
Holy God almighty. For the 12 people that live there in the wintertime, salute! And hope that the Drummond Island Islanders had a successful season this year.
And hope they're all listening tonight, too.
That's right, all three of you, if you can get phone service.
Or internet service.
What's an internet? They barely got color TV up there. It's like, what's this? Here's my 26-inch Zenith tube with a little clicker that actually had a clicker sound to it. And that was the very, very first Spacetronic.
Click.
Yeah,
click.
That's right. Click. They had three of them. Had volume up, volume down, and shut up. You still had to get up and turn the channel. No, that's not true either. But what is true is that we're glad to see you here. On the Detroit Sports Authorities.
Even though we can't see you.
Well, you know what I was thinking about doing? I was because as much as sex sells and all that stuff, you know, I was thinking about changing the name to, like, the three boobs. Like that? But it'd be B-E-W-S. See?
Wow. Okay, well.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't want to see three boobs?
It'd be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
It's like getting...
No, man, I get more.
It's like buying two, getting one free.
There you go.
There we go.
That's right, in case one goes flat. You know, you have a spare. You go in the trunk and go get it. There you go, get a white wall.
Right, it's like we're in Studio B, and if you get something happens in Studio B, you go to Studio C and get something for Studio B.
Yeah, or you go to Studio 34B. And there you go. Just go in there and take a grab.
And make it a Studio 34C.
And everything's good again. See what I mean? And it's a happy day. And now you're on your way. Because you had your third boob there. And so we could like almost do it like Inspector Clouseau. I see three boobs. So we could be like French. We could be from Detroit.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Oh. I feel like say French fries. Stop.
Sorry, Leah, the French student. I don't say it right.
How do you mess up wee wee?
No, that's not how you're supposed to. It's wee wee or something, whatever. there's a special way of saying it in French, and Leah always yells at me.
It says wee wee. No. It's spelt wee wee.
No,
it's spelt pee wee wee.
Pee wee
Herman.
Pee
wee Herman, yeah. How are you supposed to say it?
Gee, Leah, call me on the phone and you can tell everybody.
Yeah, we'll get the hotline ready. We'll get the CK hotline just for Leah.
Yeah.
And but you know damn well she calls, she wants to be paid for it.
Right. And then just say, okay, I told you, give me the credit card number.
Here's how you do it. You go where you're at right now and grab the first Visa you see, and then we'll give you a wee-wee.
Yeah. Well, forget it, Leah. It cost me too much money.
All right, we'll go on with a wee-wee.
Yeah.
But talking about going on, we're going to go on with a gentleman that we can't even believe is here. He already went through the snow and the bluster and the cold, and he's in season right now, ladies, which always sounds weird to me. However, but he's here, the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to all our frozen listeners out there.
That's right. With your frozen W-2 forms now, you name the price. How much money do you want to get back on taxes this year? Yes, friends. Lucky day today. If you're anywhere near Kent Pocket, PC, AP, or whatever you are, you know, you get to name what money you want back on your tax reforms this year.
You roll the wheel.
That's right. We spin the big wheel. Tick, 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 tick. $1,000.
Oh, bankrupt.
Or is the Price is Right?
Bankrupt.
Thank you for you. Thanks for playing. Here's your consolation prize, the home version of the game. You know, wow. And don't, for God's sake, whatever you do, if you see Kenny on the street, don't ask him for an extension. That's all he got.
I have nothing to say.
There you go. But yes, you do, because you're the sport director here at CKWI Radio 76. Oh. It's Mark Malachek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And I hope everybody's ears are working very well tonight, even though it's really cold outside.
Egad, wait a minute.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, you better have that ready.
Oh, I thought you were going to sneak one in.
No.
There you go.
I'll be sneaking one in later, but not right now.
Well, make sure that you excuse yourself.
Okay.
There you go. Halfway to a Supreme. And I don't mean Diana Ross either.
Nope, just a Caesar.
Which I can never understand. Why is that woman, you know, here she was dating, you know, the head of, you know, Berry Gordy, the head of Motown. That guy could have had any chick whatever he wanted, man. She is kind of yoo-hoo. Oh, talking about yoo-hoo, we've got to tell you the intro stuff here.
Oh, yeah, we better do that.
Yes, we do. We are not bought and paid for it by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how it is. We are sports authorities. That puts us one higher than any expert you know of.
At least much higher standards, too.
That's true, right here at the Call Mark Studios. If you get snow removal, call Mark.
No. Hell no.
He'll come out in not his regular grays, but his blues. I can't believe you were wearing blues yesterday. I'm thinking the grays are underneath, but...
No.
No? Is that the snow blowing, look how frozen my legs are, blues?
Yeah, it covers up the blue legs because they're so cold. or just matches.
There you go.
We think that's bad. Wait till tomorrow. They said that our high is going to be below zero.
Yeah, you're going to get blue balls, son.
No, I'm not going out tomorrow. Staying in.
Frost
unless
on
you
the
call.
Pumpkin.
Yeah,
Frost
there you go.
Pumpkin, that's for sure. Jeez.
I gotta figure out how to unblock all those driveways now, but that's another issue.
Four-wheel drive. If you have a four-wheel drive, call Mark. All right, but now, let's see. We're not bought.
We do have
the DMCA here. We don't have the FCC. God knows if they're even working anyways. Dickheads.
Yeah. And even if they are, tough shit.
That's true. Sometimes the language here gets a little salty, and if it does...
Get out the pepper.
There you go. Wonderful. Well done. Okay. Let's see. All of our opinions are our own, so don't sue us and kiss our ass. All right. Now, here's what goes on. Our sport director here, Mac, who, in the middle of getting rid of all your snow at your house, how many did you do today?
Just six.
Just?
Yeah.
Well, thanks anyway for yesterday. That was kind of cool, you know, because really everybody was going to drop by, and it was like, whew, I know that we're going to have to, like, shovel snow at 2, 6, 8. Man, it just seems like the snow came. Death Storm 2019 here in Detroit came. It was crappy driving home, I'll say that much, man. 25 mile per hour down Van Dyke, you know. Yeah. Blah, blah. You know, I didn't see really a ton of spin-outs. I didn't see a lot of fender benders and stuff. And then we're supposed to get, I mean, how much snow did we finally really get? Anybody know?
About 5-6 inches.
Yeah.
Really? Is that much?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm pretty impressed.
A lot of it blew around, though.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it didn't really stay on the roads, per se. It just sort of blew across.
Yeah, but you would think
as cold as it was,
I mean, and then if it freezes, whatever the salt didn't get today and it froze over tonight, it's going to be a Roberta Giacina kind of morning. I have to put that fat babe on the front of the car to weigh it down.
Yeah, they were showing on TV. Just
the fat babe.
No. Just to get off the subject for a second.
She's chubby as hell.
They had a 60 car pileup on.
Oh, look at how he's going to squeeze this in.
She's been hanging around with Verlander's wife, right?
No shit. Chunky and chubby.
Ooh. Well, but no, I'm not. This is, it has nothing to do with Toronto.
Yep.
But anyway,
squeezed
they had a,
it in.
They had a 60-car pileup on a expressway.
Where
in,
at?
In Montreal, and the road was closed, and somebody was taking video of all these people pulling hockey sticks out of their cars that were playing road hockey until they opened up the road.
Wow.
Now, those are true Canadians.
Those are true Canadians.
Wee wee, there you go, my man.
And it's like, gee, all these people had hockey sticks and gloves and all this. Those are true hockey fans if you have all that equipment in your car at all times.
No, they're just Canadian.
Well,
I mean, you don't have a snow shovel, but you got a hockey stick.
Well, there
right?
you go.
Works both ways, yeah.
Yeah, see, you don't dig your car out of a snowbank with a shovel. You do it with a Sherbrooke.
Yeah.
Or a Northland.
Or a Northland.
There you go. I mean, 1,001 things you can do with a hockey stick. You know, they're great. I mean, if somebody falls into the river, there you go. Grab on it. There you go. Maybe somebody gets a little too close to your gal, BC two-hander.
That's right.
Or if you need it for road itches,
yeah.
Reach back there and scratch it.
Yeah, if you need it for road rage, you can smack somebody with it.
There you
it.
Go. You want to show the chick how hard you are? Feel both of these.
Which one's longer?
Which one's harder? There you go. Which one's got a harder shot? There you go.
Which shaft do you like better?
Oh. Very nice. Well,
I like the one that curves at the end.
Well,
which curve?
Thank you, Stan Makita. Wow. Mr. Leaning Left.
And then you can have the Verlander model that goes one direction, then goes back the other way.
Oh, you like a Northlander or you like the Verlander?
It can shoot around corners.
That's right. It got that wicked curve on the blade.
Because it's got to put the biscuit in the basket, in a really fat basket. There you go. I mean, it'd be kind of like shooting a penny in a marshmallow in a penny slot. But that's chunky. So there you go. See, so that's how much fun you can have at Montreal.
Yeah,
that's you know, decent team, but they hate black players.
That's why they got rid of PK Subban.
There you go. And how well is he doing today?
Very well.
There you go. And how good is Montreal?
Doing pretty good.
I know, really, I was going to say. No, they don't hate black players or whatever. They only have one. I mean, we had a discussion about that today. Does Detroit have one? Have one? Like, we're talking like it's some kind of weird thing.
They don't have one on the current roster.
That's right, but he's coming up, right? Maybe.
If you're talking about Giovanni Smith.
Yeah.
He now plays for Boston.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he's with the
Detroit organization
anymore.
I swear to God, we're going to find out exactly how they do that. We tip the hat to all of our Canadian listeners. The way you guys say organization, it's just, I mean, it's like a painful middle syllable when you do it.
Right.
You know, but it's a cool thing. So it's Detroit.
And if you can see us trying to say it right now, it is pretty painful. You
would be saying wee wee.
Yeah, wee wee. The
there's just something about when Howie Meeker, when he got away with saying Detroit, you know, I mean, we're trying to figure out really what language is that from? What accent is that? How do you miss that?
Right.
It's like Grashati.
Yeah.
Grashati.
That's not even French. It's
Gratiot.
Like Gratiot. Yeah.
Gratiot. Yeah. Anyways, but that's kind of the name of the tune. But that was kind of a fun story. A nice, lighthearted way to begin today.
Yep.
Ice baby.
Yeah. Hockey on expressway.
But then what happened? Somebody was a referee or something? Was there penalties handed out, just like it's handed out for Toronto?
But you know what? Since we're on the subject of shafts, why don't we go into number 7? Story number 7.
How is that a shaft?
He got the shaft because he couldn't control his shaft.
Well, he's just nuts.
What do you say about
any butter?
What do you say about this one, Mark?
Say it's pretty hairy.
Well, Miguel.
The guy was a dick.
With a dick.
He was trying to be
studly.
Yeah.
Didn't we do this last week? I thought we did this last week.
No, we just mentioned that this court case was coming up, so I got all the details of the court case.
Mark went down to the courthouse.
Yeah, that's right. And I got all the legal documents. I went all the way to Broward County.
Hey, we're glad that you're back in time.
Well, at least you didn't go to Drummond Island for
you. There you go. Bless your heart.
Yeah, I went where it was 60 degrees instead of 60 below.
Yeah, and boy, it was hot in that courtroom, wasn't it?
That's right. And I still got back in time to do all the snow.
Damn it.
Yeah, damn it.
You know, How are you doing snow? I thought you weren't doing snow this year.
Yeah, well, Patrick and I did it yesterday, and then some of it blew on the driveway, so I went with the backpack.
Yeah, but I thought you weren't doing any snow.
Well, I was
here
helping them a little bit, trying to get things done quicker.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
But anyway, we'll get back to Miguel, and...
And in just a moment after this...
Yeah, he was ordered by a Florida judge to pay the mother of his two children $20,000 a month child support.
Now, this is not the wife.
This is
the mistress.
The mistress.
Did you see that she was going for $100,000 a month?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I couldn't spend $100,000 a month on two kids. I don't think. But since we're all very sensitive
she likes shopping.
Yeah, but that money, again, if there's one thing that we learn in our lifetime, that one time that they tell you, oh, we can't, as friend of the court, tell the wife how to spend the money, even though you got her dead to rights that she's not spending on the kids, you know, and it was like, so I'm giving the money to who? And so no wonder why he was going crazy over the $100,000, because seriously, I mean, he lucked out. He could have really got nailed for more, you know, according to Florida law, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But he still has to...
It's $20,000 a month.
Right. Plus he has to pay for vacations, health insurance.
But what kind of vacations? Hey, here's Madison Heights. Have fun.
He has to kick an additional $1 million by July to pay off her mansion.
Yep.
Big deal. He got out easy, man. I mean, he did and he didn't. And here's a guy that, how much was his contract for? 100, what?
He's going to be making $30 million a year for the duration of his contract.
Okay, so he's got $20,000 a month. You want to do the math real quick?
Okay, that's $240,000.
$240,000
a year.
All right, so it's quarter million a year. All right. And the kid's three. You got 15 years to do that.
No, you don't. You have 5 years. Because after his contract is over, he's going to be working at a car wash.
Yeah, but really...
He's got two kids to pay for.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So, but I mean, it's not $20,000 per kid.
No.
It's $20,000 per... Yeah, but even though he's working at a car wash, they're going to say, but your contract was for, henceforth... I mean, he's going to be working, like, what, 1 year without pay? To settle this chick off?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. So, all right, so you want to call it? He's great in spring training. May, he gets hurt, and he sits for the rest of the year, since he's not getting paid for it anyways.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, really, I mean, as much as everybody says, well, you know, it was Trapment, the chick, I mean, she's not even that good looking, you know? I mean, isn't it amazing?
And not only
that's
that,
how we
do
it.
We're not talking one kid. We're talking two
that's,
kids.
That's what I was going to say. I swear we talked about this, that... The first time around, you get public sympathy. Well, it was Trapment. Well, you didn't know what you were doing. Well, you were drunk. Blah, 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 blah. But if you come back 2 years later, hit the same thing up, guess who's putting the holes in the rubber? She is, dumbass. You know? Are you on the pill? Why, sure. One a day.
Trust me.
You know?
I'm taking my multivitamin.
Yeah, really? You know? Yeah. It's kind of like... If you're that
not one in hell, it's let's see what's in the bottle. It promotes ovulation.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. There you go. I mean, my God, that guy was just like pumping air in this chick for how long? Now you got to think it's not necessarily her, but the gentleman for the guy that played on the Lakers with Kobe. Kobe Bryant was almost in that same situation. He got caught banging some chick, but hooray, he actually paid for some chick he was doing anal with. Yay. Okay, I can see the big payoff there, you know. Salute to anal folks. you know. But the thing was that his wife made him dance for years.
Yes.
You know? I mean, and I want one of them now. You know? Yeah. And I want one of those Maybachs now.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to give it to me. Or I call 1-900, you know, call Sam. You know? And then I finally got rid of her, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is when he came back. It wasn't that he, you know, pumped this one chick full of air, Miguel did. But he had to go back to the wife. And then the wife was, you know, oh, guess what? I got something to tell you. You'll love this. It's crazy, you know?
You just wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, let's go out to Red Lobster. I'll tell you all about it. You know, yeah, you're right. And now, so now she's got, because if he would, you know, the wife would have got a lot more money than a quarter of a million plus 1 million,
yeah.
You know, a ton more yeah. money. So he was probably figuring out which way his bread was buttered, because he had some pretty hot buns there. But, I mean, did you see what he got married to? Ooh, I hope she's got a nice personality. Yay, you know? But she's rich, you know? So, smart move, dude. His former mistress?
He's moved on?
Yeah, really, to who?
Gee, hopefully there's not number three.
Yikes. Couldn't he say something that he was hammered at that time and he wasn't on, you know, he was on the bottle, didn't know what he was doing? Or was this when he was supposed to be clean?
I don't know.
But, well, I mean, how does a baseball player who plays how many games? 162?
Yeah.
You know, and he's got to go back to Florida? Because this couldn't have been, I mean, if you take a look at the birth dates, you know, he had to be... He had to be doing a double header on the chick. He was obviously swinging for the fences a couple of times here. How did he get time to split that kind of time? You know, unless the chick just said, send the checks, you know. But then can you imagine that power that she had? You know, and I want $1 million mansion. You know, and here they made some kind of bullshit story of, like, she had a flower shop and it didn't do well and all this kind of crazy crap. You know, she was just, you know, basic hooker who really played it smart. You know, but that's, well, I take that back. You know, I don't know how smart she was, but it was a brilliant move, frankly. Because there's all kinds of, and it's just not athletes. It's all kinds of people that get snared in this stuff. If you got big money, man, congratulations.
All I can say to him is you should have got snipped.
Yeah, but you think about it, that then your virality is... You know, I'll give you an uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You know, because there's something about people who get snipped, guys get snipped. It's still, you know, there's not too many people go, hey, man, I see the game last night, and guess what? I'm shooting blanks, and hey, pass the peanut butter. You know, nobody really talks about that. It's not the manly thing to do. You know, as much as they try to get the pill for the guy, it never, ever really worked. You know, I guess. So just date women over 45, dumbass. Way to go. Yeah. They're better anyway, so there.
Even right. after 90.
we all know one about around 90.
It's Mrs. Ford.
And owns a football team.
Hey, where's that middle linebacker? Come on. You can hike me the ball, sonny. There you go. I'll do a whiteout pattern for you. Oh, yow.
Well, I wonder if she does Venezuelans.
Come on. Come on. I'll do the extra point with you. I mean, I got nothing but dust up there anyway since 1932, but come on by. Oh, that's Mike, my old husband used to say. There, so if you can read between the lines of all that, folks, you are quite the sports authority of Detroit. All right.
We're giving you advice, Miguel.
Yeah, wink.
That's the one you need to go for.
Put the dick back. Even if you have nut butter. Brought to you by nut butter. Do you have saggy baggy balls? Use nut butter. Wait a minute. Do I have like an xylophone for that or something? Wait. Talk amongst yourselves.
I like what the attorney said. She never attempted to extort Cabrera for unreasonable sums of money. In the hopes of securing alimony for herself.
Bullshit.
These minor children have done nothing wrong and certainly deserve the appropriate support from their father. as Florida law requires.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all going for the children.
That's right. I mean, you got three guys here who are really sensitive to friend of the court bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? But again, there's, I don't think there's, in a situation, you probably get 90% of the guys that would say, you know, the money should go to where the money should go to, but, you know, sometimes the money doesn't actually reach it there.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes?
I was trying to be cool. So here, I'll give a man scream to that. There you go.
Oh, my.
There it is. Anyway.
All the kids wanted to go to the bar and I had to go with them, right?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, God, can you imagine that day that Cabrera had to go home? It's like either you tell her or my attorney tells her.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think there's a bouquet of flowers from 1-800-Flowers that would be big enough, you know.
Fuck.
Or a box of chocolate.
Chocolates, yeah. You can imagine, man. That's a tough spot. Wee-hoo, is that a tough spot. Oh, well, too damn bad.
I got some really, really, really bad news. I have cancer. Oh, guess what? It's not quite that bad.
It's not who you think.
It's not quite that bad.
Oh, my.
Okay? It's not really cancer. It's just I have two children you don't know about.
I have a growth. They're 3 and 5. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Except for I can't get those things lanced off me. So, it's crazy. I said, you know what? Let's give you $20,000. How about that?
It's really,
you
know, not that not bad.
We don't even see it.
Yeah.
Because I think there was a way they were trying to do some kind of accounting where she would, the wife would never see. I mean, the $20,000 a month was going to be, because I guess she was not blackmailing him, wink, wink, you know, but it was, there was some way where they were kind of hiding the monies, you know, for shoes, $20,000, baseball bats, $20,000, every month was $20,000, exactly.
Supplies.
Supplies. Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous, there you go.
Office supplies.
Yeah. Nut butter, $20,000. Yeah, it's like, why are you spending $20,000 on nut butter? Well, it's good stuff. If you have saggy, baggy balls. So it says on the side of the thing, for saggy, baggy balls.
Only cost you $20,000.
$20,000 a tube, kids. And she'll like you for it. Should have like some kind of noise at the end. Oh, well, anyways.
Oh, my.
All right, moving right along.
Well, since we're in Tigers mode.
Are we?
Number five, we got Kirk Gibson, who's working as a special assistant to the general manager of the team while he's a commentator for some of the games. Well, you're certainly going to get objective commentating, aren't you?
Ew!
Yeah.
Yeah, not. Here, I'll give you a drama. The fuck was that? Oh, well. Oh, I'll give you a yar.
Yar!
Yar, matey.
Yeah, walk the poop deck. And I do mean the emphasis on deck.
There's going to be a lot of poop at Comerica Park.
How can you do that? Why don't we just, like, I don't know, have, anybody from the bench go run up in between innings.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you're not playing on the field, you know, just run up to the booth and, you know, when you should be batting, just have a DH for you.
Or you can use one of the pitchers in the rotation on his days off, you know?
No, you'd have to have, you'd almost have to have Chris Illich, you know?
Well, there you go.
Aren't we great? Aren't we great? But you wouldn't get a word out of the guy. I mean, he'd be the new Al.
Yup.
Yup. What do you think about that? Yup.
He might be the nope.
It's got to be the crappiest. I mean, kiddies, we're telling you now, if you're anywhere in Detroit or Michigan.
Is the park open?
I know, we got to find a horse.
Damn.
We got to, anybody who's got a horse that we can ride around an eighth of a mile track, like three of us on it bareback, because I'm not putting on a saddle. I saw what he had to do. Ew. No thanks. You know, why don't they come on with Velcro? Seems to be so much easier. Throw the damn thing up on top and away we go.
Everything's easier with Velcro.
Yeah, just make it go forward. Yeah, well, he should have Velcroed that muff shut, and then he wouldn't have this $20,000 problem. Anyways, so you have Kirk Gibson, who is going to be one of the worst worst play-by-play. You have the shittiest play-by-play of any major league team, N.E. You know, you got a team that's told you they're not going to spend any money till 2021. They're just a couple of years away, and maybe that's if, well, so maybe.
Maybe not even then.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so you're looking at everybody that's coming up here, and if you can't get out from your right fielder, you know, which it doesn't look like they're going to, and now it looks like you're going to have to wait till June to get rid of him, and that's on a maybe.
And he's already said he doesn't want to start the season here.
True.
He wants to start with his new team in spring training.
He didn't go to the Detroit Tiger Caravan.
No.
Which, you know,
he wanted to spend more time with his family.
If you went to the caravan, unless it was something that was a very a family commitment, like he was committed.
Yeah.
You know, the cool thing about Detroit Tigers is that there's a lot of history with family histories and traditions. You know, sometimes because if you go to a Detroit Tiger opening day, it's a wonderful sight. No matter if you know that they're going to go 1-161, it's kind of a cool thing. You know, the day afterward, hello. You know, but if you went to the caravan just because, you're a dick. You are a penis without any kind of nut butter for saggy baggy balls. You know, why would you go? Because you're below a Lions fan. Matter of fact, you can blow a Lions fan because you guys deserve each other. You know, why would you go out in the cold to a team that doesn't give a damn? They don't have anybody in triple, you know. Double is kind of where the action is, but you don't know if that's working, you know. And if you think Fulmer is going to come back and you're worried about signing him and bullshit, there is nobody on this team that's not a touchable. Nobody. You know? And don't try to do a stupid Holland. Wait, I got to get over to Holland. Wait. Do a Holland thing, which means every time that we trade a Red Wing, we must get a first-round pick. And if you think any one of those guys, like Jensen or anybody, is worth a first-round pick, then you're about as stupid as Holland is. Because if you saw that stupid All-Star game...
You suck!
And you saw what Jimmy did, you saw exactly what Jimmy is. Under pressure, he gets happy feet, and in you go. You know, he's in a beautiful spot. He's got zero defense in front of him. So anything that goes in, well, you know, he's got nothing but pylons in front of him. What can the guy do? He sucks. He's not a first-round pick at all. You know, and if he was worth a damn, because the youngsters are putting the biscuit in the basket, but they're just losing 3-2, you know, 2-1, all that stuff. He's crap. He really is. The bad thing is there is nobody in the Griffins that's worth anything as a goaltender, and so they can't move the fuck, you know. So I don't see anybody. Well, they're going, well, you know, a team that may need a backup. Not with that cash. You know, so do you sign Jimmy for 1 year and hope to God that somebody else comes up, you know, from the Griffins?
The problem with that is what is Howard willing to take for a salary?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If knowing Holland, it's like, this is like, there is, and we use this analogy a lot, there is a movie called Independence Day. It had Jeff Goldblum in it and Will Smith. They're flying out of a alien thing, and the door is shutting, just about ready to shut, and they're getting their airplane out, and the airplane's got to just squeeze out of there. Just made it, and the thing blows up, whatever. We got to get that just Holland out of there, Eiserman in here, before you sign anybody's contract. Anybody. Because this ass will sign... I mean, if you sign the human pylon for an untradeable contract, you know, what will you sign Jimmy for because you're worried about your job? You know, it's like, dude, go to Seattle. Bye-bye. You know, we'll think kindly of you. Just fucking go.
Yeah.
I mean, we can get Eiserman this year, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So.
And you might be able to get Cooper to come with him.
So. And now it's me singing. So. You know. So that puts Detroit, that puts the Red Wings in immediately better than all four of the other teams mode.
I don't know why they just don't trade Howard to whatever, whoever, get whatever they can for him, and just let Bernier run the gamut of the rest of the game.
Jack Hughes, Jack Hughes, Jack Hughes. And then Hughes.
Just bring up whoever they have in the minors to back them up.
Yeah.
And then just, if they win, they win. If they don't win, they don't win. And get a better draft choice.
Well, it's the same question with Castellanos. What are you waiting for? You're not going to get a first-round pick for this guy. You're going to pay him $10 million or $9.5 million this year to play for you? Why?
Yeah, but that's...
What difference is it going
to
make?
It's an Illich move.
Because you want the team to not win anyways, so you might as well just
take
get
that
rid
third
of the
rounder. Yeah, take the cash and run. You know,
both of these teams want the draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get rid of salary. I don't understand. Here we go again. The Detroit Sports Authority should be running these teams. Because
wait a minute, that was
those
wings.
Guys are not even experts. They're lower than experts, and we're authorities, and we know what the hell
they're dumbasses.
Yeah, but that's the reason why Howland's a lazy fuck, because he can constantly say, "Well, I haven't got a first round pick. I haven't got a." He doesn't have to work any kind of deal. All he has to do is go to Illich and say, "Well, we haven't got a first rounder yet. Well, nobody's offering a first rounder yet." You don't have to work any deal. You don't have to go, "Okay, give me two. You know, give me a two and two threes." Or give me two threes and a two, or whatever. Or try to work some kind of three. He can just be a lazy ass and go, "Well, I was working my phones, and doggone, I didn't hear anybody give me a first round, so I guess we're going to have to, you know." Look, there's not a true Red Wing fan that says, you know, whatever you can get for these guys. Jensen, I'm not sure about, you know. I mean, okay. But Nyquist, I never, he's scoring like bags of goals this year. But I don't see what he's doing.
No trade clause.
Yeah.
He's got they all got no trade clauses, so they can pick where they want to go.
I mean, get rid of Vanek. I don't understand that.
Well, he's on a one-year contract.
So. Yeah, but I just, you know, trade him. Well, they can trade him. I mean, if you read anything from, I think the Detroit News was saying that Howland's standing pat, you know. He's thinking about, well, you know, you don't know who sellers are. You don't know who buyers are. You don't? You're 2 points away from the fucking seller. You don't know who's going to be selling and who's going to be buying, you know? Here's a real clue. After Christmas, you got, like, a pretty good idea who's going to the playoffs and who you are not. So he thinks that next year the team is poised for a playoff run. Such a dickhead. I can't believe that's why you got to get Yzerman in here quick.
Yeah.
And I mean fast.
The only guy that they're going to be losing off the defense is Cronwall.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, his contract is over.
Maybe.
Unless they re-sign him. But what I'm saying is if they go status quo, don't sign anybody, Cronwall is gone, but you still have Pylon Erickson.
Well, he's probably retiring anyway, isn't he?
No.
Who?
Cronwall?
No.
Well, most likely, yeah. I would think.
Yeah.
All these guys are supposed to doing it, but now you get Howland, who's got crazy knees, going, "Well, I don't see anybody coming up from the Griffins, so we're going to re-sign these guys for 2 years." It's a classic fucking move. How the hell do you think that got Blashhead? You know? He should have been long gone, and they re-up him. You know? Cornwell, they're talking about trading him to what?
Well,
I can't imagine.
There was an actual rumor of him going to Toronto, but
I saw that. Wait,
that rumor's gone now. That rumor's gone now.
Because why?
Toronto already made their trade.
To who?
Tell us.
What'd they get?
Oh, okay. We can go to that one. The Maple Leafs picked up.
You suck.
LA's second best defenseman, Jake Muzzin. And Toronto gave up Carl Gunstrom, Sean Durzi, and a first-round draft choice. Which
first
is
first round? That's not too high. Well, I don't know. It is January.
But
here comes the swoon.
And my take on the trade is the Maple Leafs swindled away big time. Because yeah. Jake Muzzin is a... As far as defenseman, he's probably one below Drew Doughty.
Woohoo!
In L.A. So he's a top two defenseman, so he'll shore up Toronto's defense. Now that gives the Maple Leafs an actual stay-at-home, don't stand in front of my net because I'm going to kick your ass defenseman, and he actually can score.
But so what did you give up?
You gave up a
bag of pucks.
You gave up Carl Grundstrom, which is forecasted he would be only a third-line player for the Maple Leafs. You gave up Sean Durzi, which is not even signed. He's just a he's on the Toronto. He was drafted by Toronto, but he's not even signed to a contract.
Well, what was the upside for LA? Salary dump?
Yeah, $4 million.
Wow. And how well is LA doing this year?
They got a worse record than the Red Wings. Yeah. And they get Toronto's first round pick in 2019.
Protected?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they get whatever Toronto's ends up finishing.
So they're
going to
get like a mid-20 pick.
It's going to be probably late, depending on how far Toronto goes in the playoffs, if they make the playoffs.
Playoffs?
That's what I'm saying. Toronto got a defenseman that they can put right in their lineup, and they didn't even touch their starting lineup. And the two guys that they traded probably weren't going to make the Maple Leafs lineup for at least two more years.
So who's the GM in L.A.?
Rob Blake.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So wouldn't he like a nice pair of defensemen from Detroit to make
and
up
a
big
and
hole?
And a goaltender?
Yepper. We'll give you blue line south.
That's one
You've
thing.
You've got an extra first-round pick now.
There you go.
That's one thing they don't need is a goaltender because they got Jack Campbell and Jonathan Quick. They don't need a goalie.
Yeah, but one's going to get hurt.
Well, Quick's been hurt already this year.
Or if they don't get hurt, we got one that will.
Yeah, no shit.
They can trade for Howard and then tell him to get hurt. They can put him on injured reserve.
There you go. And then it just kind of gets capped. Yeah, it's a goodie. And you get not only that, but you get Jonathan Erickson. You get Cornwall.
There you go. They can trade for Erickson to replace Muzzin.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's got plenty of potential.
And he can clear people up. Well, never mind.
Well, there's 6'5" of him.
Yeah, yeah, you can put a cart of eggs in the corner, and he can fly into the corner, and none of them would break.
Yeah.
Ooh, a hockey analogy. Very nicely done.
Ooh.
I will give you a woohoo.
Woohoo!
Well done. All right. Talking about what isn't well done.
It's the Pistons. Ugh.
And here they come. I mean, really, was it? I know I just skimmed it today, but now that it's been, like, what, a year now? How's that Blake deal working?
Well, they're 21 wins, 27 losses, and 14 games behind Milwaukee.
In first place?
And Milwaukee's in first place. And guess who they play tonight? They play Milwaukee. at the Little Caesars Arena.
At the Little Rip-Off Arena?
Little Rip-Off Arena.
Yeah, well, guess what? If you're going to pay your $45 to go down there at 3-degree heat to watch another blowout.
Oh, that's right, yeah. You can pay $45 to park your car and still have to walk 6 blocks to get to the, to get to the arena. You're going to freeze your ass off.
Take a flask with you. You're going to need it.
Both the way, during the game, too.
Yeah.
You know, to go, what the hell did we do? I can't imagine anybody going down there, unless you're going down for the auto show. In 45 minus temperature. Awesome. You know, that's stupid too. But
that should be a good game tonight.
Sure should be. Lopsided.
Yeah, the Greek Freak should probably score at least 35 tonight.
This is why you're glad that you saved up your money, bought a 4K TV, sat around with friends, and then leave after the second period. Period. Oh. You know?
Yep.
We got to get all kinds of Howie Meeker things here. We just do. We got to get a bunch of Howie Meeker drops. Only because, you know, you're not going to... The Pistons went all into a win-now situation. They're not bringing anybody up. They put all the way now to this big deal coach whose team he left is doing much better than the team he's on. You know, okay, all-star coach. You know, then you got Blake who's getting pissed. Have you read his quotes?
Yeah, he's not a happy camper.
Oh,
man,
no, he's not. And then, again, who is going to – he's showing that he still has some gas in the tank. Now, just like the Maple Leafs, January is a bad month for the both of these guys because they both go down. So, let's figure out how much more he can play, even though he's got 3 years to go. But, you know, can you trade him away now? Because now he'll have 2 years on his contract. Does that make it a little bit more pliable?
Well, gee, maybe they can trade him for Anthony Davis. Since Anthony Davis...
There you go.
Went out on national TV and said, I want to be traded from the New Orleans Pelicans.
How do you do that now? How, you know, at one time during trade deadline, all players in every sport held their breath. And now they're coming out right out and telling you, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to go because I don't like it here. You know, I want to go win somewhere.
And he got fined $50,000 for doing that.
And you know, you got a guy there, he's making $50,000, you know. He says he wants to win, okay? And you're the Pistons. You're looking at him going, well, we could bring him in here.
Yeah.
We've got this winning team. We could, well, never mind.
Get rid of Drummond. Get rid of Drummond. Uh-huh. See what you can get for Drummond. And the game can play. If you get rid of him and any Reggie whatsoever, you win. At least you think you do. You know, bring the white kid that can play. You know, maybe, you know.
Get rid of the one that they had that can't.
Who's making, you know what, really, it's kind of funny. Who is the Piston GM? Right, we don't even know. Yeah. You know, some guy. And I don't mean some Chinese dude. I mean, we don't know who it is.
Yeah.
It was one guy that came in, and every single stupid guy... I'm coming in. I'm going to change the culture of this thing. We're going to be winning in 2 years. And blah, 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 blah. You know what happened? And you'll notice this more than anybody else. With the advent of the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they blew all to hell the idea that it takes 5 years to rebuild. If you have a smart front office and you have all these cast-offs, and they went where? Almost touched the Stanley Cup last year, and they're doing okay this year. You know, so it wasn't just kind of a one-soon goon. You know, you don't have all that bullshit about, well, we got to give them 5 years. Well, we got, no, you don't have to give anybody anything.
Oh, yeah.
If you were smart enough in front, here you go. When Double D went to the Red Sox, how long did it take them?
What, 2 years?
Maybe, yeah. In that 1 year, they were moving.
Yeah.
You know, so that 3 year, 5 year bullshit.
But again, it depends on what you start with. If you start off, I mean, for example, let's look at the Tigers. You know, you're carrying around the Cabrera contract. You're carrying around the Zimmerman contract. You were carrying around Victor Martinez. And, you know, you had no farm system, and you got these horrible contracts.
Yeah.
That's a situation where, yeah, it's going to take some time because you have to work your way out of these contracts,
right,
and you have to try to start building up your farm system because you had nothing. Okay. On the other hand, you look at other situations, well, you don't have that to work with. So why does it take so long?
Right.
And it shouldn't.
I mean, they're taking a look at teams that are going to be baseball teams.
Then you got U of M's football team. They're still rebuilding. But next year will be better.
Oh, yeah. Just you wait. Get your season tickets now. They were talking about 10 major league teams that are making a move this year. Phillies.
Uh-huh.
San Diego.
Uh-huh.
St. Louis. They always make a move. I don't understand why they were. But they talked about White Sox. And Minnesota. Minnesota's so-so on the pitching, but you've got Detroit and KC who are so far down in the cellar,
they're
going to be fighting for number ones for 3 years now.
Yep.
And Cleveland, for some god reason, they're jettisoning money.
They're pulling it apart.
Yeah, and why though?
They're even talking about
playoffs.
Yeah. Trading Kluber.
Yeah.
To
Philadelphia. That's the latest rumor. Kluber to Philadelphia. Yeah.
Philly is made. I mean, Philly has gone from a laughing stock to almost Houston-esque in their ascension. I mean, they're moving, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about what San Diego's doing, you know, but evidently they're just like a sleeper and a half out there. Hooray! I hope it works well for them. San Diego deserves, but first of all, for God's sake, don't go retro and have the poop and pee costumes on that you did for the 84 season. Oh, my God, those yellow and brown outfits. Oh, you know, it made me want to wipe every time I saw that. It's like, who thought of those ugly-ass things? God, were they ugly. I mean, I don't know if, like, say, a proctologist owned the team at the time. But it was awful, and especially when they trot out all those 84 World Series videos during rain delays.
But that was the era of ugly ugly uniforms anyway. Remember the Houston ones with those orange and brown bands around the middle?
That was
the White Sox.
Fairly decent. Yeah, several. I like the White Sox with the softball outfits. That was kind of cute. Yeah.
They had shorts.
But you know what they're saying? They're saying that the White Sox have it all together this year.
Yeah, you maybe. Know?
But they said...
I mean, it depends how it comes. I mean...
Yeah,
Makata's got to improve. I mean, he's been kind of disappointing so far. And Kopech's down with Tommy John, so.
Yeah, but again, who do you have? You have, really, Minnesota and the White Sox. And the White Sox has some serious oomph, you know. And their pitching is fairly balanced.
Yeah.
As opposed to Minnesota, no pitching, we think.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to find a Mark Gillich. Everybody. You know, who's this guy out of nowhere who comes in and just flames? You know, and then they flame away, you know. But for that one miracle season, you know, they kind of pop you up a little bit. Pop you up. So, okay, so who takes the American League Central this year?
Cleveland.
Still?
Yep. Yep. Because even if they trade Kluber, they still have enough, in my opinion.
Mac?
Oh, yeah, Cleveland. Yeah, they still have Bauer. They still have Carrasco. They still have... Clevinger.
Yep.
Yeah, they got enough
there. I'm taking the White Sox. Let's just go see. That's my Roger Stone for today. Super dickhead move, you know. But I like to be in the middle of everything. I'm a trickster.
Nixon tattoo on the back.
Yeah. I mean,
got a dick on front and back, huh?
I mean, Cleveland lost Brantley. You know, Brantley went to Houston.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Gee, that was a safe choice.
You know, I mean, I think they can fill in somebody for Brantley.
You know who else they're saying? And this surprised the hell out of me. Out of the 10 teams that are going, mid-pack, Angels. And it's like, who's your manager again?
Man, they can pick them to win the championship, but look who they got running the thing.
Yeah.
Well, they said their balance is come back again.
Yeah, but he can unbalance it.
And you have Trout. Yeah.
He can unbalance it. Real quick.
Yeah.
That's baseball.
But then again, you want to see, and California sports writers will rip his ass apart.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like having Lynn Henning out there, kiddies.
Yeah.
You know, where Lynn will go, yup, yup, yup.
What do you want me to write?
Yup.
Okay.
Well, there's baseball.
Yep. Yep. Well, he said there's baseball, so I believe him. Yup. Okay. And away you go. I mean, really, I haven't seen, God, what sports writer in Detroit has held any manager's feet to the fire?
If you really want to hear the truth about Detroit sports, there's only one source.
Yeah,
it's
us.
Because everybody else is a shill, including the guy that's going to work with the team.
Yeah.
I mean, think of that.
It's like, how do you not have... I mean, it's like, look, just put a Homer sign on him.
Hell.
You know? I mean, these guys can do no wrong. But he's objective, and he's a manager, and he's played... Well, let's see. You owe most of your money to the Tigers. You owe your career to the Tigers. You know, they brought you back out of the scrap heap to the Tigers. And now they're kicking you. What does special, envoy? What was that? What's his title? Special palsy to the
assistant.
GM?
Special assistant.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then what's Trammell?
Special assistant.
Roving special assistant.
That's right.
They're just making up titles for these guys.
No shit. For what is that? To give them more cash? I mean, What does the general? I mean, here's the thing. Parkinson's is an awful, awful disease, and it don't get better.
Right.
You know, this man has a barely hard time speaking, let alone walking, and every minute his body is betraying him. So what the hell is he going to be doing as special assistant to a GM that needs to find, you know, a decent scouting department? By the way, how did the Sabermetrics go last year, Tigers? You know, was it worth all that billion?
Well, listen to this. They said he's going to assist in on-field duties at the major and minor league levels and be involved in personnel meetings.
What's he
going to
do?
Think about that. What? He's going to be involved in personnel meetings. So he likes a certain player, right? And he's in the personnel meeting. Oh, we got to keep this guy. So what's he going to say when the guy screws up on the field and he's up in the booth?
He's trying hard.
Yeah, he's a real good player. He's trying hard.
There you go. Yeah. He'll find his arm slot.
Yeah.
Oh. That's if you can understand him on the microphone. I mean, really, as somebody who's been in broadcast for, say, a couple of years, there is a hard time miking up somebody that speaks in that kind of vibrato and that's going softer and softer. This disease, this unfortunate disease, it's eating this guy up, and the fucking Tigers are putting this guy on display as it is his health is deteriorating. Everybody likes the guy, but nobody wants to see this train wreck. You know, I mean, really, what would happen if George Kell had Lou Gehrig's disease and they trotted him out for 162 games a year? You know, and, well, Gibson isn't going to be doing all, dude. Every minute, it gets worse. You know, every season, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
And if you were really amazed at how bad he was last year, and people weren't straight from the Tigers to say, look, he's got Parkinson's, friends. We're doing the best we can with the guy. You know, it's like now you put him in a spot, you know, because Parkinson's kind of makes you tired out. And then I'm using that as I'm trying to be cool about what it does to your body, you know. How do you get this guy, even if he does a Mickey Redmond thing and just do home games, how does this guy say, look, friends, this is a little bit too much for me? So now you added on this thing, too?
Or maybe they gave him that just in case the broadcasting thing doesn't work. He can just do that.
Yeah, but what's that? That's just it's just like Kenny said, it's a bullshit job.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These teams are making up crap just for the hell of it.
It's like an SEC football job for the summer, you know. Here, you work at my Cadillac dealership, you know, and we'll pay you $5.65 an hour.
But it's like the Alumni Association.
That's what I'm saying.
You're bringing Petrie in, too. I mean, you got Morris, you know, it's like...
look, 84... I mean, Petrie's a decent play-by-play guy, but, I mean, my God, there's real people... Goddamn, get your son in here. Get somebody who is actually a professional broadcaster.
I mean,
unlike us.
It's going to be bad enough that we have to put up with Matt Shepard.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Snooze.
You suck.
We need a snore sound. Do you have a snore sound?
Yeah.
Snore?
Yeah.
I think he does.
Sure I do. I was going to give you a wahoo. Ah, here's elephant shit. There you go. There's the elephant shit that's going to happen every time. Oh, cool. Yeah. Got a scratch. Wait a minute. Here we go.
Matt Shepard behind the microphone.
Matt Shepard.
Epic fail.
You're fired.
I mean, you put those two together, you might as well just turn the sound down.
Yeah but then what do you got then? Jim Price.
Here, which way to the bathroom? Oh, my Depends is full.
I'll be back.
There is something even on Detroit's. There's a thing called the broadcast board, broadcast budbook, that just broadcasters type in. You know, it's online. And there's always in the beginning of the season, Jim Price sucks, and it goes on all season long, where people type in and stuff. Oh my God, you should have heard him last night. Blah, 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 blah. You know, even his brother and said, you weren't a good catcher. You're a shittier play-by-play. I mean, the old man's dead. That's the only reason why you had the job. You know. Let's get somebody we can listen to. Does your son got a tape? Send it in.
Yeah.
You know? Jesus, God almighty. All right, talking about almighty. Hey, it's about that time. Our super CPA, Ken Pocket, what didn't we talk about?
That's what she said.
We didn't talk about the Super Bowl that's going to be played on Sunday.
Wait a minute. I'll go back to it. Hang on. Hang on. Mark Milicek, what the? My God, it's no. That has been the most lamest hype for any Super Bowl ever.
I haven't even noticed any hype.
Oh,
when's the party?
June. You know, I mean, they're trying to make some controversy. Oh, it's, you know, that one guy from the Rams. Yeah. You know, that nickel guy that was like, oh yeah, well Brady's old and it's taking a toll on his body. Yeah, and water's wet. Next. You know, I mean, if that's all you got, and so it was like nobody cares about these two teams. There, nobody cares about Maroon 5 at halftime. Yeah. You know, this is a non-scene event.
Yeah, there's no history here.
There's no underdog here. I mean, yeah, they're, you know, North, East versus West, but nobody cares about that shit anymore. Which reminds me, I want to get this in really, really quick. All-Star games, worth it?
No.
Mac?
I mean, I watched it. It was... Eh.
All of the major four.
Oh. They should probably figure out something else to do.
Baseball, maybe. Everybody else... I mean, we saw the Pro Bowl. I mean, I saw a little snippet. And they might as well just be ripping the flags off the sides. I mean, nobody goes to these goddamn things. Everybody that wants to go always wants to back out because they don't want to get hurt and they don't want to lose the money.
Yeah,
so they put the scrubs in. So why don't you just say, look, here's our Pro Bowl selection. Here's our All-Star Hockey selection, Team 1, Team 2. You know, baseball, nobody gets hurt, but, you know, you don't want to throw your arm out. So why do this and why have that big deal? Basketball, nobody plays defense. So why, and especially with interleague play with baseball, why would we want to watch any more of these shams?
Yeah.
You know, to kill time in the middle of the season, you know, I mean, Detroit doesn't... Wait.
nobody from Detroit goes to any of these things.
Yeah.
They're no good.
Yeah, I mean, really, of all these All-Star games, which used to be badass when Kurt Cowdy was doing the play-by-play, now means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Zero. And you notice cities don't fight for them to come to their cities anymore. That used to be, especially in baseball. Wow, we got the All-Star game this year? Wow.
Yeah, because the Pro Bowl used to be in Hawaii.
Where is it now?
Orlando.
Yeah,
and nobody, it was pouring rain.
And nobody gave a damn. Nobody gave a damn, except for if you're like a really shitty contract guy. Well, he went to the Pro Bowl. It was a Pro Bowl selection, which means he was smart enough not to go. You know, so he's still trying to use that hype. But I can't think of any game, any... I mean, this hockey disaster. 3-on-3 for the Atlantic or the Metropolitan or... How does that work? It's an all-star fucking game. All stars. One team versus another team. Nobody plays defense. It's 10-7 at the end.
They don't even treat it like a real game.
No. Why even have these shams anymore?
The goalies are like, oh, shit.
Here comes.
Here's three guys on zero.
Yeah.
What are the chances of me stopping this one?
Oh, gee, it's just like us in Detroit. I'm used to this.
Well, Jimmy was. He should have stopped them all.
You suck!
Yeah, well, anyways. But that's what I was just thinking. I mean, with all the All-Star games coming up, and here in coming up 2019, 2020, I can't think of one All-Star game where people actually stop because they know it's everyone's a sham.
Yeah.
No one's playing. You know? And even that thing where the commissioner had to come down and say, all right, you have to play hard because that's where the All-Star game's going.
Uh-huh.
You know, you had to force these guys to play well. You know, and even then so, that was a stupid premise, you know, because you'd have, you know, you're a 161-1, and yet you didn't have the home team advantage, you know, for the All-Star game.
Yeah, because even...
For the series.
Even in the NHL skills competition, they even had...
the Chicky Babe.
For the U.S. Olympic women.
Yeah.
In the skills competition.
And they didn't pay them. CCM had to pay them.
Yeah, they paid them each $25,000 to
But what was the point?
Just to bring them in to see how they would, you know, go against the men as far as competition.
But now you're a freak show.
Well, see, and now they're thinking about expanding it next year to include them all the time now.
For what? What's the point?
In the skills. You know, to fast... the one girl Coyle almost beat.
Okay, but now you're a freak show.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, now she almost beat, won the fastest skating competition.
Can I ask what's the point?
I don't know. They're trying everything possible to try to make these things
trying to generate watchable. Interest. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't say, wow, I'm a little girl and I really see this girl, you know, playing up against Larkin and stuff, because there's no women on any NHL team, nor shall there ever be.
Yeah. Right.
And so they, what's the fucking point?
Rob McLean interviewed Bettman and was asking him about that, if he thought that in the near future women would be allowed to play in the NHL, and Bettman left that question open that there would be a possibility.
Because like, he can't say no.
Well, because then it'd be like discrimination.
That's what I'm saying.
And everybody get on Twitter and, hey, you know what? Think about that. Everybody gets on Twitter and says, we got to fire Bettman.
Hurry.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
But I'm just saying, I mean, can the women actually take... I mean, just think that lady...
The wind up the pitch.
You know, I mean, most of the women are, you know, 4'4", 4'5", I mean, 5'4", 5'5", 5'6". And you get Zdeno Chara throwing at 6'9", throwing one of his body checks against him.
Yeah, but
can they take that physical abuse for 82 games?
Gosh.
Can they do that? I don't know.
Suddenly it's 1953.
No, but I'm just saying, can they do that? I don't know if they can handle that physical abuse all the time.
Well, let's not get them into the military because they're probably too dainty to carry an M16.
Right, but I don't know. You know, this is where you're going to get both sides of the issue here.
No, the big issue is where are these people going to change? And what happens if you have, you know, a female goalie?
Well, they did have one.
Where does the puck go?
Where the sun don't shine.
They had a...
You can't say you scored front door.
Or five hole.
Or wraparound.
Because Tampa Bay had one. Yeah, I can't... What the hell?
Yeah, but she was just like a freak show.
Right.
You know,
right.
And she was, what, on the roster for about a cup of coffee?
Yeah, she played in a minor league or exhibition game.
Maybe. I mean, you can't even have a female referee. You know, you can't even have a female coach. You know, there's no way in God's green there's going to be any, because they try to go, oh, well, let's tap you on the head. We'll give you a WNBA. You guys will be separate but equal. And you saw how well that worked out. Cack move.
Yep.
You know, so you'll never have, you could probably have a female winger, someone who's fast enough and somebody can score, because they actually do. But it's a different style game from the women's game to the guys' game, even in the Olympics.
Because the Olympic women's game, there's no body checking.
But you even say the thing about Chara, you know, even at 6 foot or as tall as you are, you know, I don't think that you could, you know, not too many people, not you, but could withstand Chara. I mean, guys who are 6'1 couldn't withstand Chara.
Right. But
in his prime.
Right, but see, this is what I'm saying. You know, you got the physical aspect, and I mean, some of the guys can't even take Chara's hits.
The chicks' game is slower.
Yeah,
it just is.
Uh-huh.
You know that. I mean, it doesn't say that there isn't one, but I mean, then you have, you know, a Jackie Robinson moment. Here's your one woman that can really play. She's going to get a lot of shit, but then you know. So now all of a sudden, is the NHL a co-ed league?
Right.
You know, does everybody have to have one woman on their team, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be kind of fun hopping in the whirlpool afterward. Give her a BC two-hander.
Co-ed whirlpool.
Put the biscuit in the basket.
You'll check out my hockey stick.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at the swing on that thing.
Which shaft do you like?
There you go. It's the adjustable. But wait a minute. She likes that dark shaft. Wait a minute.
The composites.
PK. Egad. But you know, you're right. Well, would some guys hold up on a check with her? Would they go full out on her? You know? Or would they try to get like into a scrum and get a little boob off the deal? These questions and more. You know, I mean, it just doesn't kind of make sense. I mean, you throw everything back. There's not that much of an interest You know, if there was, then women's hockey would be, you know, up there. But there's not a women's professional team. Not women's basketball. I mean, take a look at that. Every time that women's basketball are kicking ass and taking aim stuff, how much press do they get? About that much. Yeah. You know, how about the women's NIT or the women's, you know, 64? A little bit of here you go, yeah. And thanks a lot for showing up, and ESPN. Bye now.
Uh-huh. ESPN, but they're dying anyway, so, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the basic, all you get is really, in the summertime, in the spring, you get women's softball, which Polly watches all the time because you get little teeny tiny butts on your TV, you know. They play
in
for
those short shorts.
No, well, not unless you're like UCLA or something, but right. If you're Georgia, boom, 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 boom. You know, it's like they came down from the hills with the still, you know. But, I mean, man, they poke them over the fence. But there is not a women's professional team that you'd want to sit and watch. I can't think of any, you know, and not to be sexist or anything, but everything is too slow once you've seen a professional basketball game to see a WNBA game. It's okay, you know.
Yeah. The other day I was watching women's college basketball, just watching it for a couple of minutes. It's bring the ball down, take a three-pointer. Bring the ball down, take a three-pointer.
No defense.
It's like, is that all you people do? I mean, you guys probably shoot like 20% because out of the 80 shots you take, 60 of them are from three-point. And then the ball, you know, the ball just goes off the rim and, you know, it's like, okay,
subsequently,
try to get the rebound.
Though, you don't want to watch male gymnasts at all. You don't want to watch male figure skaters at all.
Yeah.
You know? You don't want, I mean, except for the gymnast, the guy with the rings. How the hell do you do that? Jeez, you know? There are certain things that you don't want to see, you know, it's boring. Women just do so much better. I mean, we walk a weird line here, but you're right. I couldn't imagine somebody suiting up for an NHL season, you know? But then again, they couldn't imagine Jackie Robinson either and change the game. But then again, you got, you know, at least you still had all guys.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a co-ed team, but then what's the deal? The bottom line is to win. And if these women are better than Erickson, you know, come on by. You know, green, purple, whatever, come on by. You know, if you're better than Cronwall, come on by. You know, but then how does it change? What kind of rewrites of the rules would you have?
Right. There would have to be rule changes. There would have to be...
Yeah, I mean, could you withstand, you know, a league, an NHL league, where some really nasty defensemen are there, and would they drop their game? Interesting, isn't it? Because now then you'd get the scream of then, why can't, like, guys in the D-League play in the WNBA? You know, then here we go. You know, this is almost as bad as do you pay college football kids, you know. It's a wonderful thing to think about, you know. And maybe they'll do it, but I think to put, you know, the woman in the All-Star game was just stupid, you know, because you really just made her into like a circus freak.
Yeah.
You know, as much as she was supposed to represent all women and all that stuff and give little girls a cheer about something, yeah, but you can't play. You know, we'll trot you out to go on stage in front of all these people, but that's as far as you're going. You know, they really need some woman to win. They really need really who does it? Last one was probably Vaughn, the skier. There you go. I mean, you got skiers, downhill skiers that are incredible, both sides. It's, you want to see both sides. It's an equal kind of deal. You know, Della Woods, what a pioneer. You know, Shirley Muldowney actually won, as opposed to the woman who is dating the Green Bay guy, who won nothing. Dana Kirkpatrick won zero. She was absolute crap, you know. And there's, you won what, zero races? One race.
I don't remember her winning a race.
And
but maybe
all
she
the
win.
Career. I mean, you had guys duking it out, you know, 1 through 6. Here's Dana at 38th. And let's take a camera look over at Dana, see what she's doing. Well, she's lapped 6 down. And it's not because she was a woman. It's because she was crappy. But she got all kinds of press and stuff because she was a woman. You know, she wasn't even that good looking. You know, which is, I guess, what you have to be when you're in sport. But, you know, as much as I, and the only reason why I say that, and again, you don't have to be good looking to be, you know, in sport as a woman. But they had all kinds of Dana Kirkpatrick pictures, posters. I mean, those infamous ones of her on the beach with, like, sans clothes, you know. I mean, you don't see Earnhardt going out there with no clothes. Thank God.
Well,
you know,
when you hear GoDaddy, who do you think of? Danica Patrick.
Yeah, right? But I mean, they try to sex her up because she couldn't play. I mean, she couldn't drive. You know, so they try to make her all those sexy things that were on GoDaddy. You're right. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like, "Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, and I go in NASCAR." It was like also, you know, they dressed her up in all kinds of stuff and stuff, which is okay to be dressed up, but. You know, you're making her not into this NASCAR person who's supposed to be this dream of all little girls that can go up and play. I mean, Janet Guthrie at least was better in Indy than Dana.
Yeah.
Nobody can hear shaking of the heads.
That's true.
You know? I mean, that was okie dokes. So we're kind of like in a weird area here. Anyways, Mark, what didn't we talk about in a whole minute?
Well, the NFL has announced they're going to have 5 games. 4 of them will be across the pond in England.
5?
4. 4 in England and 1 in...
Mexico?
Mexico.
Far out.
Yep.
Where's Detroit going?
Nowhere.
Damn.
Same as usual.
Chargers and Chiefs will be in Mexico. And the 4 London games, Carolina and Tampa Bay, Chicago and the Raiders, Cincinnati and
Chicago
L.A.
Chicago and the Raiders.
Yep. And the Texans and Jacksonville will be played either in Wembley Stadium or the new Tottenham Hotspurs Stadium if it's built in time.
Aren't we done with that?
No.
Aren't people bored with that?
No, the NFL is just... Pretty soon, they'll just keep moving it over. Maybe there'll be one in Prague or somewhere. Who knows?
Yeah, but, I mean, even the Brits are bored with it. That's what I don't understand. I mean, take a look. I mean, it was a really cool, again, circus freaky kind of thing for a couple of years. And now attendance has been dropping off the last couple of years. So what the hell?
Well, they're hoping that the new stadium in Tottenham is built in time so they can have them all at the new stadium.
Yeah, but so what? You got to get people, you got to get fannies in the stands.
Well, it's the old thought process of the little Gougers Arena.
Oh,
right.
It's new, and so there you go. But if it's not, how do they do things on a wish and a kinda?
Well, the new stadium is being built as we speak, and they're hoping it's going to be done in time for the football season to be.
Yeah, but you don't want to do anything on a hope. I mean,
yeah, but they have Wembley Stadium that they can go fall back.
Why not? The Raiders did.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, and the Raiders still don't have a stadium to play in, so they might be playing on, you know, what's the highway that goes along?
One.
Yeah, Highway 1 in California. They might be playing their games there, all I know.
Yeah, Route 1.
Route
101 on?
Yeah, whatever. 101. So,
yeah.
As of right now, they got no place to play, so.
But we got a place to play because we got to get the heck out of here. This is. Detroit Sports Authority XL tonight.
Yes, overtime.
There you go. We had an extra period, which means nobody's pregnant by us.
Nope, I'm innocent.
And Miguel goes, phew!
Yeah, luckily it wasn't Miguel.
There you go, riding his horse out of here, and so are we.
So are we.
Hopping on our paints and our buckskins and our brown horses, and all of them step on your feet anyways and hurt you. So.
Yep, so now that we're done, now we can go watch the Pistons get their ass kicked.
Yeah, you can. I'm going to bed. Anyways, for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, we will see you again here the next week on the always effervescent Detroit Sports Authorities. Bye, folks.
Bye.